This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Control the airwaves, even if what you want to spout is hateful, evil nonsense. Of course, we will push back against it, as we did there with Tom, who did have some pretty amusing lines that I hadn't heard before. Tranheiser-Busch.
Yeah, I liked the Queen of Beer. Yeah. That was a good one.
I had not heard either of
those
things.
They should use that. Bud Light should use that.
They should. I wish they had put that on Dylan Mulvaney's can, right? Like, we give you the Queen of Beers. That would have been fantastic. But I think Budweiser is the king of beers and not Bud Light.
Yeah.
It's a branding thing. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. Or maybe you know more about how the military works and why this Tissera guy, or maybe you just know how to pronounce his name, has a better idea why he had such high security clearance anyway, despite being what they're calling an E3, which again was Chelsea Manning's rank. So I never found that to be much significant. I remember arguing with someone on, I want to say it was Facebook, back at the time when Chelsea Manning was first arrested. The argument that this person put forward was, well, it's nonsense because there's no way this E1, I thought it was an E1, had access to this classified information, rah, rah, rah. And I didn't know anything about the military. I still don't know anything about the military. I'm not interested in hired killers and learning about the weird little systems that hired killers have in place. So that's where I stand on it. But Vaki is this person who was among the 25 people who were members of this Discord server that Tissera posted this stuff to. He said Tissera, quote, supported members of their small online community. So it was a circle within a circle of friends. From what I'm gathering from this, right, you have this large server, the Minecraft Earth server, with like several hundred, if not thousands, of members. Well, 25 of those had presumably played together and become better friends than most people do, voice chatting on Minecraft and Discord and all that. So they created their own smaller server. And it was there that Tissera posted this information. And evidently, he supported members of their small online community as the COVID-19 pandemic took a toll on their mental health, which is good. But it wasn't the COVID-19 pandemic that did this. It was government lockdowns.
Yeah.
It was forcing people out of their jobs and into their homes away from one another. That was what took the toll on people's mental health, not the pandemic. He was compassionate for people's problems, always. He would always walk us through and help us with that, Vaki said. And, I mean, obviously, this is over the course of many years. He was super nice to everyone to the point where you wouldn't even notice it at some point. So that's good. A glowing recommendation. Evidently, the guy was really nice. Most of us, wow, this took a weird turn. As Vaki said, the topic of religion was popular on their small Discord server.
Kind of surprising.
Yeah, I've never really thought about religion as being a popular topic, honestly, outside of atheist groups.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it a bunch here.
That's true, but, well, okay, fair enough. Most of us were Orthodox Christian, Vaki said, explaining that the group had a separate channel where members could share good prayers to say and good places to pray at. So, okay, so they were like hardcore Christians on this Minecraft server, so they created their own server that was not a Christian server, but they had like a dedicated channel like, hey, post a good place to pray at here. That's almost alarmingly wholesome. Vaki described Tissera as a Christian with politics that were, quote, libertarian at most.
Okay.
I'm perplexed. Now, I don't know of too many libertarians who are active in the military. I know a lot of...
I know a few.
I know a lot of libertarians who are former military, but I don't know of too many who are active military. Because it seems like if you're going to be in the military, how can you be a libertarian, right?
I think I'm starting to realize that there's a very wide spectrum of what people consider libertarian, and some of it we might consider more conservative.
Okay.
But those people still consider themselves libertarian, and they do have some libertarian ideals that are legitimate, but we just might also disagree on a lot of other things.
Okay, fair enough. Like Tom there from New Hampshire, who we spoke with earlier, calls himself libertarian,
but
he's just a conservative, from what I can tell.
But doesn't want have people to have freedom to be what they want to be.
Right, because he's a conservative rather than a libertarian. This pair, Vaki and T-Sarah, first met on a server for fans of the YouTuber Oxide, who I've never heard of, who posts videos about weapons and the military. Oxide, who did not disclose his real name, told ABC News that he remembered banning Vaki and T-Sarah from the community years ago for repeatedly posting racist memes.
Oh.
This just keeps taking crazy turns that I am not expecting. Fox had none of this. Very disappointed in him. Well, I mean, how disappointed can I really be in Fox News? But Vaki said his motivation for speaking with ABC News was to clear up misconceptions around T-Sarah, namely that the accused leaker is a racist. Well, they did talk to a YouTuber who banned him for posting racist memes. Now, I seem to remember when once upon a time you could post images in YouTube comments, right? Or has it always
been
just text?
I thought it was always just text.
Yeah,
but
maybe
I don't comment a whole ton on YouTube.
Maybe he joined maybe he joined Oxide's Discord server and posted the racist memes there. I don't know. And I'm not saying the guy's a racist, but I mean, he's posting racist memes. Vaki acknowledged that some members of the group posted, quote, funny memes that might appear racist, sexist, or transphobic to outsiders. Well, there you go. But he claimed that T-Sarah did not participate in posting them. Vaki said the group had a diverse membership and that when members complained, offending content was removed. So these Orthodox Christians might be racist, sexist, and transphobic.
I think they typically are.
Yeah, that sounds about right to me, honestly. The Washington Post last week reported to have reviewed a video that featured T-Sarah at a shooting range, making a series of racial and anti-Semitic slurs into the camera before firing several rounds at a target. And I'm not surprised to hear that based on what there's... He seems like he was nice to people within his own community, and that's important, right? But what's revealing to me is how a person treats people outside
Absolutely.
Of their community, right? It's how you treat people who are different. That means the most to me. And one of the ways that I measure people is by how they treat animals.
Yeah.
Because that to me says more about a person than anything else. How you treat creatures that are not as big as you, are not as smart as you, and that somewhat rely on you, that to me is the critical mark of a good person or a bad person. And how you treat people outside of your group, obviously another critical aspect. People seem to have this mob mentality on T-Sarah already without understanding him further. He is a good person at the end of the day, Vaki said, and that's probably true if you're a white Orthodox Christian. But if you're a Jew or a black person or an LGBTQ person or a woman, evidently, he might be somewhat less of a good person. I said might. I don't know, right? I'm just going off what they said here. But I do know that people who aren't racists don't post racist memes as a general rule, right? I don't post racist memes because I'm not racist. I don't post sexist memes because I'm not sexist. I may post a transphobic meme. I'm not 100% sure. You may find some memes I posted that are transphobic.
I mean, I will say I've definitely posted some sexist memes. Maybe not on, like within a small group of friends. If they're really funny... But it is possible.
Like a sexist against women meme?
Both ways. Okay. You know, because it can be funny, but I wouldn't, like, post it on Facebook because I'm not actually sexist. But if you come across a meme that's funny and offensive, because that's kind of just my sense of humor.
Yeah, I can relate.
I will share it within, you know, like, a group of friends that I know will be receptive to it, but doesn't actually mean we're racist or sexist or whatever.
Okay, that's a really good point. What one is willing to say publicly is also important, because I can think of some memes that I've seen that I'm just like, I'm not posting that. And I'll post like, just
I'll
about
laugh
anything,
at it.
Right?
I'll laugh at it, but I won't post it.
Right, and instead, I will send it to, like, another friend of mine who I know has as screwed up a sense of humor as I do. Or to a group of friends who have almost as screwed up as a sense of humor as I do. But publicly, no. And I'll post it to these people, and not because I'm racist or sexist or because I agree with the man, but because I'm a man. That's really messed up, and it's really, really funny. Like Tranheiser-Busch is really, really funny. Yeah, it's messed up, and I wouldn't support it, right? When I laughed at that, it wasn't because I liked the idea.
It's more just, this is ridiculous. I can't believe people are saying this.
Exactly. So I can't necessarily say that Tisera is racist for posting racist memes. But doing so publicly is a little bit different. Right, like some of these memes that I'm thinking of that are transphobic or sexist or whatever that I might post to a circle of friends, I would never put online. And that's because, you know, other people, strangers, wouldn't have the context to understand that when I make a dead baby joke, it's not because I actually think that dead babies are funny. Right? That's a really good way of looking at it, I think. So Tisera took an interest in educating the group, Vaki recalled, claiming the airman was not interested in clout or winning arguments. Well, that seems to be up for dispute. He just wanted us to be informed ahead of the news cycle, Vaki told ABC News.
I mean, but there is a way of sharing information without sharing the actual classified documents.
Absolutely. But when it came to the classified documents that Tisera first allegedly transcribed and shared in the group, few members seemed to take an interest. And I'm not surprised, man. If I was in a Discord server and someone posted classified information, I think I would probably leave the server.
I mean, yeah, that's probably a wise idea. And I think also if the server is about something different, you know, if it's about video games.
Also a really good point, yeah.
Most of those people probably aren't even concerned with what's in the news. And if they are, that's not where they want to get that information from.
That's true. They play the video game to escape from that sort of thing. Vaki, however, said there was a lack of response, and the lack of response did not make Tisera upset. Instead, Vaki said the muted response led Tisera to abandon the laborious task of transcription in favor of printing and photographing the documents, which required less effort. So initially, he was just sort of telling people what these things saw, and when they weren't interested, he was like, okay, well, I will just send you the actual photographs of these things, but if they're not interested, don't
just
share the information with them.
Yeah, just drop it.
Right. But it seems like he wanted to do this for one reason or another, even though his friends didn't seem to be interested. He didn't want to put a lot of effort into it, but he still wanted to do it. And I don't know why I'm not inside the guy's head.
And typically, it's common knowledge that sharing classified documents is a really, you know, big deal in the military and in the state's eyes.
Because
I think that's common knowledge, and I'm sure whatever training he got in the military before he had access to any of this information and all of these clearances, I'm sure they told him that beforehand, like, hey, all this stuff we tell you, you know, if it has this certain seal on it or if it says this, you can't share this information with anybody. You can't even tell people about this information, never mind uploading the actual documents to a Discord server.
Later, in early March, images of the leaked documents appeared on a larger Discord server dedicated to the YouTube creator WowMal. These images were posted by a young user known by the name username Luca, according to records reviewed by ABC News. So, he posted them to Discord himself, but he did not share them publicly himself. Someone else, presumably, downloaded the images and then shared them into a larger server. For whatever reason. So
clearly that person took an interest in it.
Yes, and there was some amount of detective work. Like, they had to trace back who actually posted them to this server, and that was someone named Luca, apparently. And they had to trace, like, how did you get them? And he took them to the smaller server with the 25 people or whatever, and that was where he got them. So at least the guy did not publicly post them himself to this large server, which is at least good, because it's obvious that Discord is going to turn over your information to the government. Discord admins for the server previously described Luca to ABC News as a hyperactive kid. He was still a little kid on the server, but he was a good kid, you know? He's mid to late teens, says an admin. And good God, did this? I'm removing all the times this guy said the word like. No. Because it's excessive. And
I mean, they
should
have done that anyways. I get it's a direct quote, but you can still tweak it a little bit to make it, you know, readable.
Yeah. He joined the voice call to listen when he was in school, but he was always active. ABC is withholding Luca's real name. Vaki said that he and Luca are close friends, but claimed that Luca and Tixera had minimal contact. But they did have contact through this server, and that was how all of this seems to have happened. It's all tragic, but I'm not seeing anything here that makes you think, oh, no, this is the fall guy for something else. I acknowledge that that's still possible, and it's not beyond the realm of possibility for the government to do something like that. But it seems to me like this guy was just sharing information to his friends, and one of them took that information to a larger server, and all of it ultimately got traced back to him. If what they're saying here is true, and I don't know, the guy hasn't had a trial yet, so he may be completely innocent. I don't know. That's just what the news is saying. And that's tragic. And he's now being held in Massachusetts. I don't think there's really anything more to really add on the subject here. 603-283-6160. I wish I could say that, you know, all leakers should be protected. And, you know, generally, I think the government should not have secrets from the people who, you know, pay the government's bills and the people who elect the government. I think if there's anything the government knows, it should be able to share that with us. And it shouldn't be engaged in the act of war or needing secrets from other governments, because that's their argument, right? Well, we have to keep our military secrets away from Russia. And because of that, we can't just share them with the public at large. It's like, well, if you weren't enemies with half the world, that wouldn't be a problem. 603-283-6160. There is more coming up here. The FBI is also arresting people out of New York. I've had this story for a few days, and I first heard about these Chinese police outposts a few months ago, and evidently these are Chinese government officials in the United States and in other places throughout the world who have these, what they're calling police outposts, set up where these people, they bring in Chinese citizens or former Chinese citizens that are living abroad, and they're like, hey, the Chinese government's aware of you. They're not happy with you. You better stop saying these things or something unfortunate can happen. And it's kind of alarming.
It's very alarming.
Exist
because you think a lot of people are coming to America and other countries for sanctuary. Like, oh, I don't like how things are going in my home country. I'm going to go somewhere else because I feel safer there. And then to be reminded that because of, you know, the place of the origin of their birth, they're not going to be.
Exactly. It is a scary thought. For years, thousands of New Yorkers and tourists have walked past an unassuming office building in Manhattan. On Monday, federal prosecutors unsealed criminal charges accusing two men of helping run an unauthorized Chinese police outpost there, one of more than 100 around the globe used to intimidate and control China's citizens abroad and to stamp out criticism of the ruling Communist Party. And again, these are just allegations. They mean nothing. Their government arresting these people does not mean they're guilty of anything. Does not mean these Chinese police outposts actually exist or actually a concern. It just means the government thinks they are, or at least the government wants you to think that they are. The two men were arrested on Monday and charged with conspiring to act as agents of the Chinese government and with obstructing justice. Now, I'm unclear on what they were doing here that would have been illegal, right? Like, it's not illegal for me to say, Nikki, the Chinese government is not happy with you, and they want you to stop saying negative things about them.
I mean, I would assume that anyways.
Right, I would assume that as well. And I'm obviously not an agent of the Chinese government, but even if the Chinese government did have me saying that, I'm not sure what part of that is supposed to actually be illegal or in violation of any laws.
It kind of sounds like fear-mongering.
Yeah, it does. They are said to have used the police outpost to intimidate Chinese dissidents living in the United States on China's behalf. Charges were also unveiled in two related cases. One against 34 Chinese police officers accused of harassing Chinese nationals who lived in the New York area. And another against 8 Chinese officials accused of directing a Zoom employee based in China to remove dissidents from the platform. So this Zoom employee living in China was being pressured by 8 Chinese officials to remove people from Zoom It Zoom's not a social media platform.
Yeah, I mean,
are they?
Is that
I'm
possible?
Here.
How would you be removed from Zoom?
I don't know. And it doesn't say. I mean, there is a link here that I could click to find out about, but I'm not that interested in it. The Manhattan Police Outpost, court papers say, was overseen by the Fuzhou Municipal Public Security Bureau, a branch of China's Ministry of Public Security. Because, of course, like all governments, they love their bureaucracy and they love their long, unnecessary names. It is one of scores of such operations around the world that have unnerved diplomats and intelligence officials, and I can see why this would bother them. This is, if China is establishing police outposts around the world, it is a blatant violation of your sovereignty.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not a good place for China to be in. I don't want the Chinese government enforcing its laws or its opinions or its will onto people who aren't in China. I don't want them enforcing it on people in China, right?
Yeah.
But especially not on people who have fled China to get away from the tyranny of the Chinese government. That, to me, it oversteps so many bounds of reason and decency, well beyond the decency that governments already step past by simply existing. This case represents the first time the criminal charges have been brought in connection with such a police outpost. The charges against the men, whose Chinese names are, I'm not going to attempt to pronounce, grew out of an investigation by the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office, which conducted its operations without jurisdiction or diplomatic approval. Obviously, the Chinese government doesn't have jurisdiction to have a police station in the United States. Today's charges, because they have to talk tough, right? That's what they do. Today's charges are a crystal clear response to the People's Republic of China that we are on to you. We know what you're doing and we will stop it from happening the United States of America, said Breon Pierce. Peace, the U.S. Peace is this guy's last name. Like actual peace, P-E-A-C-E. And yet, he's a U.S. attorney based out of Brooklyn. Sad.
That's ironic.
Yeah, we don't need or want a secret police station in our great city. Officials described all three cases as being part of a worldwide effort to suppress criticism of China's government. The People's Republic of China, through its Ministry of Public Security, has engaged in a multi-front campaign to extend the reach and impact of its authoritarian system into the United States and elsewhere around the world. Now, they do not seem to have asked China for any responses here. I can't help but notice that this American news agency covering this arrest of Chinese officials has not asked anyone in China whether or not these claims are true. And maybe they would just turn it down anyway, but like the journalistic thing would be to ask.
Yeah, ask the other side.
And they don't seem to have any interest in doing that. FBI counterintelligence agents searched the police outpost, and they describe its location, and I find that to be completely irrelevant. The search amounted to an escalation in the global dispute over China's efforts to police its diaspora far beyond its borders, or diaspora. I don't know. I've never actually tried to pronounce that word. They have these in other places, Ireland, Canada, the Netherlands. They've all discovered some of these places. The FBI raid in New York was the first known example of authorities seizing materials from one of the outposts. And these people are being charged. The article goes on for a very long time, but I'm not overly interested in it. You can find out more about it on our social media server. I'm going to post it there. That's social.freetalklive.com. If you want to read the article, you're welcome to, because it does go into some more details. But again, these things exist. These men have not been found guilty. They've just been accused of a thing by the government. Maybe they're guilty, maybe they're not. But this is what the U.S. government wants you to know is happening, or wants you to believe is happening. It's Free Talk Live.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA News update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has rolled out the GOP plan to raise the debt ceiling.
Would responsibly raise the debt limit into next year and provide more than $4.5 trillion in savings to the American taxpayer.
The plan would also roll back new IRS funding and do away with President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. Police say a third person has been arrested in connection with a mass shooting at an Alabama Sweet 16 party over the weekend, where four people were killed and 32 injured. A 20-year-old has been charged with four counts of reckless murder. Tuesday, police announced the arrest of two teenagers. Access to the commonly used abortion pill mifepristone will continue at least until Friday. The Supreme Court is extending its stay of a federal judge's decision to halt production and distribution of the drug nationwide. The court's stay indicates it needs more time to study the case. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you are invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you want to weigh in. Again, the number 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Stinky.
And we've been talking about various things, but we're going to shift the subject now, and you're welcome to join us and weigh in on this. Evidently, it is the anniversary of Waco.
Yep, 30-year anniversary.
See, I thought the anniversary was like a few days ago because I saw memes about it from libertarians because it's like a libertarian holiday at this point.
Yeah, it's like our version of 9/11, right?
Yeah, very much so because it's this example of insane government overreach and just an insane reaction to what was going on at Waco, Texas. And this is one of the reasons I liked the series Waco on Netflix is because it painted the incident in a relative... It was fairer to the FBI, or not the FBI, they weren't the ones who did it. Who was it who orchestrated the attack on Waco?
I honestly don't know.
I don't remember now. I don't remember. Anyway, it was a lot fairer to them than I would have liked because there wasn't a lot of justification for it, but... You know, it was relatively libertarian. It approached the subject in a mostly rational way, and it pointed out that the government was wrong to do what they did. But before we get into that, I want to tell you about liberty in our lifetime. Do you think that people should have the right to govern themselves? Well, October the 14th and 15th, there is the Liberty in Our Lifetime Conference, and our own Mark Edge is going to be speaking there. You can use the code FTL for 10% off on your tickets at libertyinourlifetime.org. That's libertyinourlifetime.org. You can also find a list of speakers there and all manner of other things that's happening in Prague. Again, October the 14th and the 15th, libertyinourlifetime.org, and use the code FTL to get 10% off on your tickets. And with Mark Edge and several others speaking there about various projects that are taking place around the globe to give people an actual place where they can be free, it's worth checking out. That's libertyinourlifetime.org. And before we get...
I was just going to say, to answer your question, it was the ATF.
That's it. Yes, thank you. Yes, it was the ATF. But before we get into the history of Waco and everything that's going on there, because, Nikki, you have an article about it, let's go to the phones. We have Major Payne on the line from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good evening, girls.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you always go on about how hateful people are against the trans community, and I want to shed a little light on what a couple of different states have done that have got people with their pitchforks up and their torches lit.
Okay.
Minnesota has passed a law where if an underage child comes to their state for sex reassignment surgery or the drugs to do so or whatever, the parents do not have a right to go and take that child out of that state, and the state has no reason or law behind them to release them to you. Now, another one that's even
I'm not sure
worse,
I followed all of that. So if you take your kids to...
No. If they get on a Greyhound bus and get there by them damn selves, and you
I did hear about
figure
that.
Out where they are, the state gives you no recourse to go in and take your child.
But I also...
And this is... If you... Okay, so if your child wants to transition, is what they're saying, and you don't want your child to, and they run away to a state where they can transition?
Yep.
Okay.
And I don't agree.
Hold
on, Major.
I mean, I don't necessarily agree with, I don't agree with the state making, you know, any rules or regulations, but I don't agree that that should be allowed. I mean, I think that should be a discussion between the parents and the child. And if
they're abolishing parental rights,
yeah,
right there.
I mean, I don't think they should make legislation either way. And I've said that before on this show. There shouldn't be legislation either way on the topic of transitioning in children or adults.
I kind of feel like if your kids run away from you, regardless of what that reason is, they're running for a reason. And it's sort of the responsible thing to do to not turn a runaway back over to their parents from which they're fleeing, right?
A lot of times an adolescent is just fleeing himself or herself. They don't know what they want. And I can give you a prime example about that. My daughter's going through with the state right now. But before I tell you that, what Washington State did is they passed a law where if the child wants gender reassignment surgery, in this state, they can remove the child from your house. They can just come and snatch your freaking kids because they say, I want to be gay.
Okay, well, that's not gender reassignment surgery, but, right, I don't necessarily see the problem with this. And, again, I'm with Nikki. I don't think there should be any laws on the matter, but if you're trying to make your kid into something they're not, and it's probably going to make them suicidal, I would argue you probably shouldn't have parental rights.
Well, and this is a parenting issue, absolutely, because if these people are like, oh, my child's damaged, they want to be trans, whatever, if they really believed that being trans isn't real and that their child isn't actually trans, they should have parented them better. So they wouldn't have became trans in the first place if that's truly what they believe, or they would have to admit that this is a legitimate thing and maybe their child actually does want to present as the opposite gender.
Well, my daughter's got one. The eldest daughter is, well, not the eldest. The eldest one is already married and gone, but she's got one that's autistic and demands all kinds of attention and has crazy fits and spasms and has got that crazy retard strength. I mean, you damn near got to kill her to get her to settle down. Her younger sister has been in the shadow of this her whole life. Well, she's now 14. She's got, anxiety and I can't even think of the word I want when you don't feel good about yourself.
Depression?
Self-esteem issues?
Depression, but just, social anxiety and all the inner... Anyway, she's been caught multiple times stealing from the family. Money, food, all kinds of stuff.
The 14-year-old is stealing food?
Food.
Yeah, that kind of points to bigger problems, man, than just anxiety or whatever. Well, why is the 14-year-old having to steal food?
Her biggest issue is on her belly. She stole $200 from my daughter one time that was going to go for a car payment.
Did she also use that to buy food?
And she went out and bought nothing but candy.
Okay, so she did go out and buy food.
My daughter recovered like 60 or 70 bucks and about 20 bucks worth of candy. After figuring it out after a couple of days, it had disappeared and what had transpired.
Okay, I'm not defending theft, but I have to ask again because it wasn't answered. Why is the child stealing food?
I don't know. The great-grandmother there is very large, and food is a cushion when you feel bad about yourself. Just like booze is a cushion when you feel bad about yourself. People have their own pillow.
I understand
this
that.
This is evidently her pillow.
But is she not being allowed to eat? So she has to steal the food?
To eat.
Then why is she stealing it?
She's 14 and she weighs more than a 20-year-old should. Believe me, she is well-fed.
So what you're kind of alluded to is, like, food is her drug of choice, essentially?
Yeah, this is her anxiety crutch.
Okay.
But anyway, so the other day my daughter's out confronting her in the yard about this latest theft that's gone on.
Because that's what you want to do, is do that out on the lawn. Well,
anyway, it's in Arizona. There's not much lawn to mow. So they teach a tactic when you're dealing with crazy people. You drop to the dirt and you put your legs around their ankles and lock them and then just twist yourself and you'll drop them right like a tree. All right? My daughter knows this. So that's what she does as a kid when she starts going crazy on her, trying to beat her up. Well, okay, so she drops her like a tree.
Hold on, this 14-year-old is not the autistic one, right?
No, but believe me, she's 130, 40 pounds, 150 pounds probably. I mean,
much.
Huh?
This 14-year-old girl, it's not that much, it's certainly not. This 14-year-old girl is stealing food and being tackled in the front yard by her mother?
She's not tackled. She was dropping because she was trying to beat on her mother. Her mother took issue rather than dropping her by making her fall.
Okay, we would generally call that tackling, right?
I told you the process. You lock your legs around their legs, and you roll your body slightly, and it makes them fall over like a tree.
Yeah, I don't know what part of that isn't tackling. That sounds like tackling to me.
Tackling is a football maneuver, but let us not banter over silly acronyms. Anyway, so she gets a hold of her by the scruff of the neck, and she's trying to get her back to the house to deal with the situation. The little girl gets loose and spits in her face. And at this point, after dealing with this craziness for hours probably, Amber just lost her temper and slapped her. And now social services came in and ran her off the property. She left rather than letting them steal all the children because there's a couple of grandparents there, which are very much no good. But anyway, rather than seeing the children uprooted, she has left the premises, or the domicile, as they say. And we shall see, because this little girl has a track record of causing all kinds of trouble. Just last week, she went to school and told them that Amber had been beating her with this, that, and the other thing. And that was all misproven as false. So,
I don't know, man. From what you're saying, I wouldn't be surprised that it was true. Right. You described this story where she already lost her temper and slapped the child after attacking her.
Yeah, okay. So are you telling me you don't have a right to discipline your kid?
You do not have the right to hit anyone.
Okay, so you think spanking should be abolished too?
I do. I believe it's wrong to use violence. If you have a point to make that you cannot make without violence, then you don't have a valid point to make.
Well, evidently you've never watched a mother lion or a mother bear raise their cub, because when they get out of hand, they get a cuff and they get sent rolling.
Yeah, we're not bears.
I was under the impression that humans were supposed
bears,
to act in a higher standard.
Bears are the closest thing in nature to us.
They raise
their kids just like we do. You think a mother bear doesn't love her cub as much as you love yours, if you have one?
Oh, I'm sure she does. But we're just different species.
Yeah, and I don't think a bear smacking their bear cub makes it okay for your
my whole point
daughter
is
to slap her kid.
You can tell a puppy no, 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 but a puppy doesn't learn until sometimes he gets his nose put in the puddle it made and a crack on the butt.
I put you on hold because you're just yelling at this point. That is certifiably false. I have a dog that I have trained using only positive reinforcement and rewarding the dog for good behavior, and she is completely housebroken. Not once have I spanked this dog. Not once have I rubbed her nose. And you know what it tells me? When my dog peed in the floor, it told me I was doing something wrong. I was not taking this animal out often enough. It wasn't her fault. It was mine.
And also, in regards to children, when we're raising children, the more we use physical violence against them, that's just going to produce more trauma for the children, and that's when we start to see children acting out. There is a way to use positive reinforcement with children and way to have civil discussions. It can be very hard for a lot of parents because it's difficult to raise children, so it's easy to lose your temper, and it is easier when you're trying to discipline and punish. It's easier to use physical force than to be able to calm yourself down to have a civilized discussion with children. So, like, I get why people use spanking and stuff like that, but I'm just saying that is not the most productive or best method of parenting, and it really just does create children with a ton of trauma that are going to lash out, and it just really doesn't help the situation.
It doesn't. Speaking, again, on the subject of dogs, if you touch the dogs, like, in right behind their shoulder blade or something, you don't hit them. You just sort of poke them there. Mm-hmm. That's what their mothers do to get them in line.
It's not an uncomfortable thing.
Yeah. It's not abusing them. It's not hurting them. It's like saying, hey, no, right?
Yeah.
That's fundamentally different from beating the dog with a newspaper or with whatever else you happen to have, or beating the child with the newspaper. And children aren't dogs, certainly not. But if you can raise a dog to be what you want it to be, because remember, the dog doesn't speak English, right? I have to teach this dog how to be what I want it to be and how to act how I want it to act without using English. If I can do that without beating the thing, then you can do that with a kid.
And it's a respect thing, whether it's a dog or a child. They need, it's a respect. If they don't respect you, then, yeah, you might have to hit them. But, I mean, I'm not saying that like I'm encouraging it, but that would be...
Yeah, why don't you have your kids' respect would be my
thing. Exactly.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not perfect. I have yelled at my dog on occasion. I've lost my temper. Like, will you stop barking or whatever? Because she's a golden age, tend not to bark anyway. And when I bark back at her, she's like, oh, crap, I'm in trouble, right? But I'm not proud of it. And that's not the way that I should handle this, right? Like any human being, I should have more control over myself than to do that. But even then, yelling is nowhere near as extreme as physically harming the animal in order to make a point. And like cats, another example is cats. You can train cats by spraying them with water bottle.
Yeah.
You can also train them like a dog by rewarding good behavior. A friend of mine stops at my house all the time and she feeds one of my cats treats. And now that cat will do any little trick that she wants that cat to do. And she has trained this cat just using treats. And it's amazing. I didn't think you could train a cat.
You can train them to pee in the toilet.
Right? You can. And I wish I had trained my cats how to do this. But they're too old. They're like 10 years old at this point.
So it's too late.
It's not worth it. But if you can train a dog without hitting him, and you can train a cat without hitting him. I fail to understand why you must use violence against a human being.
And this is the issue, because there's not enough support when it comes to parents. Like, parenting is really hard. Raising another, and I don't have children, so I can't imagine to even understand, but I do know quite a bit about childhood development, and I spend a lot of time within other family units. And it's a very difficult thing to raise another raise another human being and teach them all the things that you need to teach them to be a human. Like, it's very difficult. And the real issue here is parents don't have enough support on how to raise their children in a really, you know, in a manner that's, I don't even know what I'm trying to say, in a good manner, you know. It's hard to raise good people, especially when a lot of parents are already damaged. Like, there's so much healing and, you know, therapy that needs to happen before you can be a good parent. And there's just not enough support surrounding that.
And then there's widespread disagreement on what a good parent even is.
Like, absolutely.
Especially, I think about these men from the South who think that, oh, my kids should fear me.
Yeah,
and
no.
They ultimately, I think, get that idea from Christianity and yeah. This idea that, you know, we have to fear God. They confuse respect and fear mm-hmm. when... That I don't think that fear is the right feeling that your child should have when they think about you. And I don't have kids, right? So what do I know? I do, however, have a dog. And I've never hit the dog. And the dog has never, you know, spit in my face. So I don't know, man. And I don't want to judge anyone. But based on what you said, what we're dealing with here is a troubled 14-year-old girl who needs help.
Yeah.
Not violence. Needs help. And if you have an adult out there... bodily tackling. I understand that you don't want to call it a tackle, but like, that's a tackle. If you have an adult bodily tackling their child who is stealing food and other things and then taking the child inside and then having the child spit in their face and then slapping the child, there are way bigger issues here at hand. And I don't support protective services or child services or any of that other stuff, but like, man, that's what they were created to do, right? It's to get involved when a parent is beating their child. And to separate the parent from the child. Like, I don't know what else to say. That's, as much as I hate the government, that's the government doing what it's supposed to do. Right? It's supposed to protect children who are being beaten at home. And you, as you said, this child is telling people at school that her mother is beating her. And, like, nothing you said makes me think that statement's untrue. Right? I don't know, man. It's a mess. And I'm not judging anyone here. I'm not saying any of that's the way it is. I'm just... there's a lot to unpack there, and I get where social services is coming from. And I hate saying that as a libertarian, but yeah. That's where we are, right? Let's go to the phones. However, we have the situation calling from Oregon. The situation, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the thing with raising children and, you know, beating your children, child abuse, whatever, they're taught to assault, you know. I mean, they're not taught to assault, but they're taught the loopholes. Like, okay, my parents are this way or that way, and I don't want to get along with them. They took my computer away or my iPhone or whatever, and so I'm going to be violent. I mean, I don't know where the violence comes from, but it happens.
I think you're right that, you know, spanking your kids or just physically harming your kids in order to punish them is, it teaches them that when they don't get their way or when someone doesn't do what they want them to do, then it's okay to use violence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about taking privileges away. I mean, okay, right. We're softer and softer instead of beating your kid, yeah, take all their stuff, put a garbage bag, throw it out in the garage, lock it up. And then they continue to be non-cooperative with the family. And then they just go to school and talk to their teachers and counselors and just tell them whatever they want to hear because they learned it from somewhere. And, oh, I'm being abused. I'm being this or that, you know, and like, you didn't even lay a hand on your kid. And all of a sudden you got the child services there investigating you. And just because these kids are given rights, right?
Well, I mean, okay,
I don't see that as a problem.
So that absolutely happens where sometimes children will go to school and make up lies.
That's
but I think
us.
this is showing a deeper issue where, children should have rights. They're human beings. And I think a lot of people don't respect their children and their bodily autonomy, and they don't respect them as human beings. So they need to show, parents really need to show their kids love and respect. And instead of just punishing, you did something I don't like, I'm going to take away your iPhone. No, let's sit down and have a conversation about it. As a parent, you probably bought the iPhone, so maybe if they're doing something, you're doing something really inappropriate with your phone, and maybe, this privilege should get taken away. I could see that, but I think a lot of the punishment measures that parents use make the situation way worse. I think a lot more discussions, more respectful discussions need to go on.
Where do you get the counseling from? From the government?
Absolutely not. No.
Why not read a book on parenting?
There also doesn't need to be counseling necessarily. There are tons of classes and workshops on peaceful parenting. You can order books on peaceful parenting. There's a slow, it's 2023. And I know for some parents it's too late, and maybe they were taught, incorrect parenting techniques from their parents, so it's, the ship has sailed. But for a lot of those, the people who are currently, having children and have young children, there are so many resources. We have the internet. We have access to ample amounts of books on these topics of peaceful parenting, and it does work. I've seen so many of my friends who have children who they just raised their children in such a different way than people did, say, 20 years ago, and the difference is alarming.
I would say you've been around a whole bunch of this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I would suggest that anyone who has children, they should first, maybe read a book about how to parent.
At the very least.
Who does that?
Most people don't, honestly.
Before I got a dog, I read books about dogs, and consulted a trainer. Hey, how am I going to raise this animal to be what I want it to be? That was just a dog.
That's the responsible thing to do.
I can't imagine bringing life into this world and just assuming I know how to raise this human being.
Who's going to teach us that? The government?
No, I just told you. No, not the government. You can buy books. There are literal courses that, individuals. One of my very good friends teaches these classes and has a whole daycare center that is, her specialty is troubled children and how to deal with some of the conflicts that can come up and how to raise children into the world in a peaceful and respectful way.
Yeah, there's absolutely ways to do it. Situation. Thank you so much for the call tonight. Thank you, Major Payne, for the call tonight. But the situation, I don't know why you're jumping to, who's going to teach them? The government? Nikki just outlined several things that are definitively not the government that can teach people how to raise children in a peaceful, loving way. All of which doesn't have to deal with the government. I agree, protective services, they certainly overstep their bounds at times. 603-283-6160.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.